Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. And the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and never hope to be, I owe it all to
to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. This is your sister, Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, your modern-day Shulamite woman. And I am so blessed to be in the studio once again to welcome you to every man standing in his place for this Friday, hallelujah, April the 8th, 2022. And today's program will be presented in memoriam to Brother Monty William Cook. Happy birthday in heaven, my beloved Monty. And now, here is your anointed host for this evening, the pastor of the Good Shepherd Church in Oakland, California, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you. And it is so good to be back. You know, and I thank you for your prayers. I thank everybody for your prayers. You know, and there's no more of a fitting day to be back than today on Brother Monty's birthday, you know. And God bless
Amen.
You, Bishop Cook. God bless you. And we just thank God for the man that was in your life, the man that God had given to you, you know. And so we want to, you know, just talk about a few things. But I know that today is a day, and these times we need a lot of strengthening. We need a lot of encouragement. We need a lot of God's vision for our life. So we have to see things as God sees them. And we have to try to understand that all that we do is for the glory of God. If it's not for the glory of God, it's going to be done in vain. It's going to be no reason really to do anything else, because anything else would be outside of the will of God. And so, as always, I want to start out with a word of prayer. If we could bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you just thanking you for today. We thank you for Spirit Alive Network. We thank you for all of those that are listening right now. We thank you for Bishop Cook right now. Father God, we just ask that you continue to crown our heads with wisdom, Father God. We ask that you just be with us during this message. Give us a word from you, Father God. Just give us a word that comes from you. Father God, we just ask that you allow us to see this word the way you want us to see it. Father God, allow us to feel it how you want us to feel it. Allow us to let it move in our lives the way you want it to move in our lives. Therefore, we can do your will. Father God, we just want to do your will. Father God, we just ask that you just continue to keep us encouraged in these times. These times that are just unprecedented times. Father God, we just ask that you just strengthen us, encourage us through your word. Give us a word from on high that we can learn more of your word. The things that we don't know, just instill in us, Father God. And Father God, right now, I step back, Father God, and I ask that you step in. You be the word, Father God. You be who you are. Deliver your word through me. Use me, Father God, as a carpenter uses his tools. Father God, just give me a word from you so I can share it with your people. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. And so, as I was saying earlier, we need encouragement in these times, in the times where things are going the way they are in this world. We see that, well, when we look at the first song that was played, you know, when we look at the song, it was to God be the glory. You know, to God be the glory. If it's not glorifying God, then why do it? We need to look at these things as if it's going to glorify God, it's going to edify, it's going to lift up others, and it's going to lift up the name of Jesus. And the name said, and the word says, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And we shall, we are trying to allow people to see who Christ is in our lives so they can gain that personal relationship. And, you know, it also went on to say how great is our God. You know, when we look at who God is in our life, he's a creator, he's an author and finisher of our faith, and is the beginning. He is the end. So everything in between, if we really look at it, needs to be dedicated to serving him. And so talking about serving, I want to bring our attention to the book of Acts. To the book of Acts. We are going to be traveling through Acts for, we're going to be going through a few different chapters just so we can identify with the with what was going on in these times and what was going on in certain people's lives. And it should be something that is encouraging to us because the Bible says when we are weak, it says God is strong. And so we have to learn how to navigate times of unknown, these times of weakness, these times of uncertainty, all of these different times. But we want to go to the sixth chapter of Acts, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version, and it says, "Now in those days," this is chapter 6, verse 1, "Now in those days when the number of disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, 'It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven brethren.'" It says, "Seek out seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And in verse 5, it goes to say, "And the saying pleased the whole multitude." And then it says, "And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit." And I'm going to stop right there because there were six more that were chosen, but we just want to talk about Stephen for right now, because it says here when we go to verse 8, it says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people." Now, Stephen was a man that was chosen to serve. And what we have to really understand is that we are all called to serve in some capacity. We are all called to serve in whatever capacity that God has called us to. But the thing is that a lot of times we don't understand our purpose. We don't understand and we don't know our purpose. And what happens is in times like these, in times that are going on right now, we get kind of, we get frustrated. We get confused. It's a lot of different things that happen because there's so much going on. And what happens is a trick of Satan to try to throw so many things at you to try to confuse you, because God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion, and the devil is the father of what? Lies. If he's the father of lies, then all the lies that he could bring forth are going to be confusing to us. But the thing is that it talks about Stephen here, full of faith and power. That is the big point right there. If we are called to serve, then we are called to serve for the purpose that God has called us for, and there should be no confusion in what we should do. There should be no disruption in what we do, but there will be things that will try to disrupt us. And when I say that, I'm looking at times like these. We have we have the COVID situation that has thrown the whole world off, and people are living in fear, and it's starting to turn around some, but now they're saying that it's about to come back in another wave. And so when that happens, then you're going to have people living in fear again, and you're going to have people living in confusion again because of all of these things that are going that people say are going to happen. But the thing is that when we look at Stephen, it says Stephen was what? Full of faith. And see, that's the thing that we have to understand, that when we are serving God, when we are calling ourselves a servant of the Lord, then we have to be what? Full of faith. And if we are full of faith, there is nothing that is going to throw us off from where we are, from serving God. I mean, we may have some things that happen in our life. We may have some struggles that may happen in our life. We may have some tough times that may happen in our life, but that shouldn't make us confused to the point where we stop serving God. But the thing is that sometimes we do kind of shut down, and sometimes we do slow down, and sometimes we have reservations, but our faith has to be to the point where we understand that God is going to do what he'll do, and we just have to be available to him to serve him in the capacity of which he has called us to. And the thing is that our best ability should be and is availability. If we make ourselves available unto God and we do what God has called us to do, then we're doing we're serving God in the ways in which he has called us. And we'll see that Stephen went all the way to the point all for God's glory. We have to understand that it's going to be some trouble. It's going to be some strife. It's going to be some struggling. It's going to be some things that are not going to be so great in our eyes. But everything God allows to happen, and everything that does happen is for a purpose. And sometimes if it doesn't seem like it's helping us, it is actually making us stronger in Christ. Because if it seems like it's holding us back, then we have to push against that with our faith, and that makes our faith get stronger. What do we do when we lift weights? When we lift weights, we are pushing against the resistance, and we are our muscles may be tearing down, but they're building back up even stronger than when we first started. And of course, there's going to be some pain there. There's going to be some hurt there. But when it's all said and done, we are going to be stronger than we were in the first place. So sometimes God exercises our faith in a way that seems like it's counterproductive, because it's hurting as we're hurting as we're going through something. But God knows your hurt. God knows what you're going through. God knows how you're feeling. And if God knows how you're feeling, he's not going to let something overtake you. He's not going to let it be something that's going to overtake you and make you give up and make you quit. God is trying to build you up. He knows that some things you haven't been through. There are some things, if you've been through it already, then you know how to make it through it again. But if you haven't been through it, then you are going to have to lean and depend on God for his strength and not our own strength. So sometimes we have to understand that it's all by God's strength and not by ours. And so we have to be, as Stephen was, full of faith. You see, we can have faith. We can have faith as for as much as we have to back up our faith. In other words, what I'm saying is that we can have faith that we can pay a bill if we have money in the bank sometime. You know, we have faith, you know, that our car is going to get us from one point to the next if we, if we have it filled up with gas and it's running good and all that. We have that kind of faith. But what about when you just, when you're just on that wing of and prayer, if you're just on that point when you don't know what to do, when you don't know if your car is going to make it, when you don't have anything in your bank account, when you, we have to rely on God in faith and understand that what? He provides all of our needs. And so when we look at what Stephen was going through here, here's the part that comes about. We have to have faith because there will be situations, times, and people that will make it seem like we are doing the wrong thing, or that we can't that we can't make it through the situation that we are in. And it says that Stephen was full of faith and power and did great wonders and signs among the people. Okay, that lets you know his character. Then it says, then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen. And then it says, disputing with Stephen. In other words, you have faith, Stephen, but we doubt that we don't think you have faith in the right thing. As a matter of fact, we know you don't have faith in the right thing. See, the thing is, if somebody's gonna try to trick you into thinking what they think instead of knowing the word of God. You see, that's why it's so imperative that we study God's word. We have to study to show thyself approved. And Stephen didn't have to show himself approved unto these people at this time. He was showing himself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel. He wasn't ashamed because he was preaching God's word in the out of season time when there was people that would kill you for talking about Jesus Christ. And so, and we'll see here that because Stephen was the known as the first martyr, that he went all the way, and it was all for the glory of God. It was all for the glory of God. You see, sometimes when you're doing something for the glory of God, you're going to have some naysayers. You're going to have some people that are going to say you're not good enough. There's going to be some people that's going to bring up your past and look at you like you can't never become anything because of what you've been through. But I'm here to let you know right now that regardless of what you have been through, regardless of where you're at right now, God still can use you in a way that only he can to build you up. So when he builds you up, then you can testify about how good God has been to you. And it says in Revelation, it says, we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. So you may have a testimony that may bring somebody else out of their ways and get them into God's ways. And so that's what this has to do. This faith that we should have in God, this faith that we should have in what God can do and what he does in our life. We have to have that kind of faith, the faith that Stephen had at this point, because there was those that were disputing. And then it says, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. It didn't say they couldn't resist Stephen, because they was coming up against Stephen. They was coming up against what you know, him as a person. But they couldn't resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. They couldn't come against that because it was the word of God. What he was talking was truth. If we are talking the truth, we shouldn't have any reason to back down for anything. If we are speaking God's word, there should not be a reason why we have to be silent, why we have to be quiet, why we can't say nothing, why God's word can't be spoken anywhere, in any place, at any time. But the thing is that the way the world is and the way our situations are with this COVID-19 situation, is that they have so many different things where they can try to shut down the word of God. But the thing is that the more you try to shut God's word down, that's the more that the world has to talk about God. And if we keep talking about God, then that's gonna build up, and that's gonna get out there, because people are gonna understand that God is bigger than this situation. God is way bigger than this situation. And so it said, then they secretly induced men to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. So they're going to start lying on them secretly. They start lying on them secretly. Satan has to bring together or build up. He has to bring together some kind of lies, but it's not going to be out in the open. It's not going to be a point where somebody is going to talk to you and confront you. They will be going around the back door. They will be saying lies and talking all kind of stuff about you because they are no match for God's power. And if you're speaking God's word, and if you're speaking with the authority that God gives us, then you are bringing something to the table that they can't handle. If they can't handle it, then they're going to turn away and go somewhere in secret, and they're going to try to build something against you, build a case. That's what a lot of these, like when they have certain internal investigations and stuff like that, they will try to build up something. That's the world's strategy. They try to build up a case against you and then try to bring it to light and bring all of this stuff that they've concocted and made up just to try to make you look like you're doing the wrong thing. But stick and hold on and stick to the ground, because it says we have to be what? Patient. We have to be patient, and patience is enduring. It's like you're enduring without complaining, you know. And that happens during people doing you wrong and different kind of evil stuff or whatever, and just forms of suffering, you know. And we don't have no control over it. We don't have no control over it, but the thing is that we have to hold on and hold out with the expectation and knowing that God is in control and that God will prevail. You see, living in these times is tough, but I'm just here to let you know that Stephen went through a tougher time than any of us have gone through this far. If all of us are here right now, then Stephen went through something worse than we did. But what did he do? In these times, see what happens is, you know, negativity will try to show you something. It'll be the negative people that will try to show you something, and they will try to stir up others and build them up to rally against you. You see, it says, and they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, those that the know-it-alls of the word, you know. It says, and they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council. They brought him to the council after they made up all the rumors, after they told all the lies, after they made up stuff in secret. And then they said everything that he was saying was blasphemous, but it was the truth. But and as we go further, I'm going to go further in here. It says it talks about where it says they also set up what false witnesses who said this man does not to speak blasphemous words. False witnesses, y'all. False witnesses. Against his holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the custom which Moses delivered to us. See, they lying already. They lying about that. But the thing is that this is where it gets tough because, like I said, Stephen went through more than any of us had went through. Because when you go down to verse 54, it says what? When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed their teeth at him. They gnashed at him with their teeth. But he being full of the Holy Spirit, now listen to this, but he being full of the Holy Spirit gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. When you are in your time of trouble, your time of indecision, your time of hurt, your time of pain, your time of anguish, whatever it is that you are going through, realize and understand that God will give you something to see that will give you some kind of hope that will allow you to see that you can make it through your situation. But the thing is that we have to see it the same way God sees it. That's why when we pray, we need to ask God to show us how he sees it. Let us understand how he understands it. Let us move how he wants us to move. Then if we are in tune with God in that way, if we can just be that way, then we can move in a way that God has called us to, and we can get through situations. We can make it through problems. We could get past our situations or whatever it is. And it's like it's God, again, God will give you something to focus on when somebody is trying to take you out, when a situation is trying to take you out, when somebody is trying to put you down, when somebody is trying to make you feel bad, when somebody is trying to do something to hurt you. God will give you something to focus on, and it's something in his word. God is saying, come to my word, read my word, understand my word, learn my word, learn, pray, and seek his faith. We have to understand that God is calling us to be closer to him, to understand him, to live his word, to understand his word, to walk in his ways, regardless of what's going on. You see, in this situation, this was a point where Stephen was about to be martyred. But what did he see? He didn't see the people with the stones. He didn't see people surrounding him. He didn't see that he didn't have any other option. What he saw was the face of God. He saw God. He saw Christ at the right hand of God in his time of trouble. God will show you what you need to get through your situation or to make it to the point where he needs you to be. But it all has to be for the glory of God. Sometimes we may have to lose out. Sometimes we may have to lose things that we don't want to lose. Sometimes we have to hurt because we don't understand why situations happen. And sometimes we just don't understand. But the fact is, we have to go through that because God has called us to something more bigger, more higher, more just more so we can serve him in a way that we don't even know. At this point in time, Stephen doesn't even know that he's going to be he's going to be the first martyr. He doesn't he knows this, but he doesn't he didn't know when he was getting to this point that he was going to be at the point where he was going to be martyred. But what God did, God gave him comfort in his situation. And although he had to go through that situation, God comforted him, and he said, then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. I'm going into that part, the part about Saul, because you see, Stephen was the first martyr, but we have to understand that it was a purpose for that whole situation, because it said, and they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Whatever is happening, whatever is going on in your life, whatever you are going through, give it to God. Give it to God, and ask God to direct your spirit, to direct your life, to direct your thoughts, to direct your mind, to direct everything that is you to his word, and so you can understand, and so I can understand that, well, which way do I need to go in this situation?
Yeah.
Do I need to stay still? Do I need to stand and I need to stand and see the salvation of the Lord? I need to be there and understand that I'm not going anywhere except where God wants me to go. And it says here, see, when we get further into it, after they laid the clothes at Saul, and it said, and they stoned Stephen, and he was calling on God, saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin."
Hallelujah.
And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Do not charge them with this sin. That kind of sounds like Jesus, don't it?
Mm.
Amen. Sounds like Jesus. You know, but then as it goes on, you see, because even though we may be at a certain point, right? We may be at a certain point, and we may make it to a certain point. That doesn't mean that God's word stops afterwards, because of the simple fact that this had so much of an effect on Saul that he was able to understand on his road to Damascus. He was able to understand the fact that who God was, who Jesus was. So if it's all for the glory of God, even if it takes me to my last step, I'm going to do what's for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Because that may mean somebody else might be able to be saved, because I walked all the way in the word of God, and I
told
somebody everything that I needed to say while I was here. And so I'm not giving up right now because I'm going through something. I'm not stopping because I may be hurting. I'm not stopping because I may be going through pain or even some type of indecision or whatever. But my decision is going to be made for God, for the glory of God. And I have to understand that if it's not for the glory of God, then it's not going to happen in my life. I'm going to give God the glory in all that I do. It says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct my path." He will direct your path. All you have to do is
Come
understand
on,
that it's all the glory belongs to God. It's not about what I want. It's not about how I look. It's not about how people look at me. It's not about how people listen to me. It's not about what they think about me, but it's about what they know about God's word. And if they know God's word, then that's what it's about. It's about their relationship with God. So if I, if what I do, has a lasting effect, I want the lasting effect to be that somebody was able to come to Christ through whatever I said, through whatever I did,
Jesus.
Saw me in and saw God bring me out of. I want people to see that God is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
I want them to see God in all that I do. I want them to see who God is through me. I want them to understand that all of this stuff that's going on now is just stuff. It's just stuff. And all of the stuff that's going around is just there to try to get you to look at the stuff instead of looking at God, looking at Christ. It's like all of these things are going around and everything is happening and everything is moving so fast. That's why we have this cancel culture, and people are so afraid to make a mistake because they're afraid of being canceled and not being given another chance. But we serve a God. We serve a God who gives you that second chance. We serve a God who gives you another chance. And when you make a mistake, you just have to go and repent to him and turn from whatever it is that you were doing. I have to turn from whatever it is I was doing. I have to make sure that I'm trying to live my life as more Christ-like than I did yesterday. Each day I'm growing. Each day I'm getting better. Each day I'm getting closer to God. That's what we need to be looking at. Each day we're getting closer. Each day we're getting better. Each day we're getting closer to God because we learn new things every day. Things change, but God doesn't.
God doesn't. Amen.
We're just trying to catch up with what God has already done and put out there. We just have to follow his lead, and we have to follow his way. And so,
yes.
If you are looking to try to, you know, or if you're looking to gain a relationship with Christ, all you have to do is just, you have to believe in your heart. You have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And God is the Father, and God raised him from the dead. And on the third day, God raised him up with all power, and he has forgiven you for your sins as you repent, and you can have a relationship with him right now.
Yes,
you can have a relationship with him right now.
Mm-hmm.
The door is open for you to walk through.
Amen.
You accept him. Because he accepts us. Because the Bible says he died for us. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Not life as we see it down here. Not life as we think it might be, but life as God has planned it to be. And we can't imagine how wonderful that's going to be.
Amen.
To God
hallelujah.
Be the glory. To God be the glory.
Ooh, hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus. Now, if you just went to the Lord in prayer and just let the Lord know, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. You know, come into my life and save me for your name's sake. And then you just let the Lord know, you know, that you want him to be your Lord and Savior. You want him to be the captain of your ship. And you know what? If you go to him with a sincere heart, hallelujah, then you prayed that prayer or you did what Pastor Scott said, then I would like, we, on behalf of all of us, we would just like to say welcome to the family of God. And we pray that you get into a Christ-centered, Bible-teaching church, whether it be on Zoom, whether it be the brick and mortar. And we also encourage you to study the show yourself approved and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the things of God. Now, if you're sitting in the studio tonight, and I do see one of our own in the studio tonight, and you would like to make a comment, encourage the man of God, touch and agree with the man of God, or you just gave your life to Christ, if you would press 1 on your keypad, that will let me know that you would like to put your praise on it. But we are going to always go to Dr. Sylvester Henderson. It's so wonderful to see him in the house tonight. He is one
Amen.
Of our own.
Amen.
And we love him dearly. So we are just, you are in a good evening, Dr. Henderson. We love you. Welcome to the studio again. Welcome home.
You know what? I am driving and trying to take care of many things. And so I'm so grateful. First of all, you know, I love you, Bishop Cook, to death. You say you love me more, but I'm going to have to fight you about that.
Amen.
But I really am so grateful to hear Reverend Scott preach. I always tell him that he's such a wonderful human being, and he has such a wonderful, humble spirit, along with his lovely wife, Michelle. So I just thank God for them. All three of you are my family. I love you. I really appreciate hearing the message because it really touched my heart and helped me through difficult
Amen.
Times that I'm experiencing myself. So I want to thank you for allowing Reverend Scott to share such a wonderful
Always.
Message. And I just
Amen.
Pray that God will continue Amen. To give him strength to help so many thousands of people as he
yes.
preached the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, my brother, my dear brother, you did preach tonight. You laid it down because, see, what I like about it is what you understand is you understand that we serve an unstoppable God. And, see, that's what I love about Stephen. You know, Stephen knew what God had told him to do. And, you know, if I was Stephen, it would have been real easy to say, you know what, these are the that just took out Jesus. You know, maybe I could come on back a little later when the climate is better.
Yeah.
But see, that's
yeah.
not what Stephen did. Stephen let the
right.
Sanhedrin have it with both barrels. Okay, I mean, he did not back down. He was full of faith. He was full of the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. And when he spoke, they had no choice but to listen. You see, that's
Amen.
What I want to, that's how I want to encourage people tonight. Understand that God is unstoppable. And when you belong to him,
yes.
you are unstoppable, regardless of how it may look, regardless of how it
mm-hmm.
may feel, whatever you may lose, God will restore. You know, because when you keep your faith and you keep on praising him and you keep on testifying to the goodness of God, well, guess what follows you? Signs and wonders. So you know what? He might have took your health,
Amen.
But he'll restore it better than you were before. He might have took a house, but you know what? He'll give you a bigger house. Hallelujah. He might have took, you know, your child
mm-hmm.
might have ran out in the street, but he'll bring that child back home. You know, God can do
mm-hmm.
everything
mm-hmm.
but fail. And
That's
look
right.
at here. What I also like about Stephen's story is this. Even Saul had to say, he had the face of an angel.
Amen.
Now, you know what that tell me? No matter what you're going through, when you keep your hand in God's unchanging hand, Dr. Henderson
mm-hmm.
taught us a song way back in the day that said all the way. Sister Irma Lawson led it. And it said we going all the way with Jesus. So that's what Stephen was prepared to do. You know, we hear people say, for Jesus I live and for Jesus I die, but for how many of us
uh-huh.
are really prepared to do it? Stephen was,
Amen.
And he did.
That's right. That's right.
You know, when we are prepared to lay it all down, we will lack nothing. What does the word of God say? What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul?
Mm-hmm.
Or he who tries to save his life shall surely lose it.
Yes.
You know, when we start worrying about losing our health, losing our stuff, losing our this, all the gas prices going to go up. Oh, we're not going to have enough toilet paper. You start worrying about stuff like that, all you're speaking is your fear and not your faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See,
amen.
Stephen was a man that was full of faith, and he was full of the Spirit. And if you
mm-hmm.
don't have that kind of mustard seed faith, then you need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to impart that kind of faith in you. Hallelujah. Because if ever God wanted you to stand up and do things for his glory, it would be now. Because like my brother said, time is winding down. And what are you going to do with your time? Are you redeeming your time wisely? Are you doing everything that you know how to do to show others Jesus that you serve in word and deed to the best of your ability? Are you leaving a legacy of faith to your children and to others' children?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. How are you handling the ministry God has imparted unto you? And I'm not talking about just preaching now. I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
you may have a music ministry, a sewing ministry. You may have a cooking ministry. I don't care whatever God called you to do to glorify and help his kingdom. That's your
Amen.
Ministry.
Amen.
And
it.
We need to do it all. Whatever we do, we need to do it unto the glory of God. Hallelujah. You have indeed
Amen.
Been listening to Every Man Standing in His Place with the wonderful Pastor Jeffrey Scott. We just praise God for this wonderful man, and we're so blessed that Dr. Sylvester Carl Henderson dropped by and was in the house with us tonight. He is
Amen.
Our brother. He
Amen.
Is our family. We do love him tremendously, and we will be so
Amen.
Glad to have him come back on with some of his friends and bless us again soon. I know that there's a lot going on right now, but he knows whenever the door is always open, this is always your home, and you're always welcome to come and share with us at any time. I just praise
Amen.
God for you again. And I want to thank you for this rumor word. The people of God was truly blessed. If they weren't, they should have been. And so we just get the word. But I know that I believe that the word of God will do what it set out to do. So now I'm going to bind this word in the name of Jesus. Father God, I want to thank you for the mighty servant leader. I thank you, Lord, how
you
used him on tonight. I praise you, Father God, that the word went out with boldness and conviction. So now, Lord, I pray that you pour back into him as he poured out unto your people. Lord, I pray against that spirit of fear and doubt and confusion and chaos.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us be more
yes.
like Stephen, Lord. Let us have a resolve, Lord, that we won't let anything turn us around. We will trust and believe you, and we will declare your goodness no matter what.
Yes.
We will rejoice always, Father God, because there is something to always be grateful for. We want to thank you, Lord God, for our listeners all over the world. We pray that they were encouraged, Lord, they were uplifted, Lord Jesus, and that you just continue to use this mighty man of God to be a mentor, to be your servant, hallelujah, in all that he does. I pray this and all other things in your son Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. You have indeed been
amen.
Listening to Every Man Place. Hallelujah. With Pastor Jeffrey Scott. We pray that you will continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. On tomorrow, join us for the summit. Hallelujah. At 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 12 noon Eastern. And then, as always, please, if you have no place to worship, join us for the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're sure I assure you, you will truly be blessed. So on behalf of myself, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, and Dr. Sylvester Carl Henderson, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed weekend, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household of faith to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. God bless you, dear
Amen.
Brother. You did a phenomenal job. Amen.
God bless you.